Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so excited to share a gift with you today because I believe, although this is a time of great giving, I think every day is an opportunity to give greatly. And one of the greatest ways you can give is to express yourself, to share your story, and your story can truly change the world. So I thought I would start today by sharing with you a little bit about my story. I've been an entrepreneur since I started a neighborhood newspaper when I was 8 years old, and I came by it very naturally. My father was a barnstormer, then a glider pilot in the Air Force. His sense of adventure was one of the many things I just adored about him, and soon I began to emulate that. I actually started my business career when I was in my mid-20s. I founded an ad agency, and that opened the door to many wonderful things that unfolded in such an amazing fashion for me over the next few decades. The ad agency was tremendously successful, was doing 8 figures at a time when that was really a great deal of money. And we were acquired 3 years later. Some of my Fortune 100 client companies actually engaged me to come and work for them directly. I help CEOs in the Fortune 500 define their dreams for their ideal company, and then I worked with their teams to help make it happen. We re-engineered their processes and employed powerful, successful change management strategies to their companies. It was fascinating work, and for over 25 years, I worked with amazing people and incredible companies in some of the most unbelievable locations in the world. Coaching executives and teams fueled the desire for me to give back to my fellow coaches and entrepreneurs. To that end, I founded the Coach Exchange, a network of coaches about a decade ago. It was designed to help coaches and solo entrepreneurs at every level of experience and expertise to connect and communicate on equal footing in order to learn and exchange ideas. The community is available for everyone, whether they are just starting in their business or if they're extremely experienced or considered a household name. And everyone from all of those different areas really participated in a phenomenal way. It started with one community where coaches could find everything they needed and quickly parlayed into 2 global communities, 3 magazines, broadcast venues, live events, and Expert Insights Publishing, producing over 1,000 best-selling authors, and that number continues to increase on a weekly basis. I do not have experience in all of these areas when I started. What I did have was a passion and a curiosity. The most important ingredients anyone can have when approaching a business with a clear vision, a passion for what you want to do, and a true entrepreneurial spirit. I think these are the most important, valuable aspects that need to be there. And anyone can have these. The rest you can discover. You know, when I founded my ad agency in my mid-20s, I had no idea how to do any of the things that were needed in order to make it happen. Up to that time, I was in a modeling career, the other side of the camera, so to speak. There's always resources available, and you can find ways to learn what you need to know, but you can never replace passion. That spirit that drives us as an entrepreneur so strongly that nothing can stop us. That's what gets you through challenges and times of learning when it comes to growth. that spirit, that passion, it will get you through. It will move you to success. To me, the learning part was important, but almost a technicality. Those other ingredients really have to be there. If you're new to business or venturing into a new arena, that driving fire, passion, and entrepreneurial spirit are the biggest aspects you can have, because all of the rest you can gain, especially in this time of having the web available. When I started, everything costs money. Research costs money. Learning costs money. There's so much you can do now that is absolutely free, and everything is available to you on the web. So to me, the learning part is important, but it is, again, a technicality. This brings to mind an interesting conversation I had with one of our coaches. He is a performance coach to world-class athletes, CEOs, and people in very powerful roles. He said one of the things he found that distinguishes those who achieve in highly visible positions or in high-performance athletic roles is the way they perceive challenges. They perceive them as a part of their process. They don't respond with fear, and they don't view them negatively. Instead, they consider them part of a growth process for attaining maximum performance capacity. I just found this fascinating. The talent has to be there, the learning has to take place, and the tools need to be made available. For perception can make all the difference between success and failure. One of the most important things one of my coaches ever said to me is, are you managing your perceptions? I thought, how interesting. Am I just letting my mind run away, or am I actually managing a perception of what's going on in my life? I love the idea of managing perceptions. It's so empowering. Isn't it just so powerful to know we have the capacity to determine what we think about anything and everything? I wanted to talk a little bit about your story. And one of the most powerful things we have now in the ability to tell our story, whether it's a book, whether it's about our business, whether it's about a combination of every aspect of our life, is social media. You know, over the course of a few decades, I've coached leaders and teams in Fortune 500 companies. When technology came into the forefront, as I mentioned earlier, I started to notice that executive teams were working with having some challenges communicating in a live team environment. It wasn't due to lack of desire. Really, it seemed more like it was foreign territory to them. When technology advanced, all of a sudden emails became shorter and more succinct. The emphasis was on effectiveness. It almost became a style of doing business to have short snippets of communication in general. Along with this change came a challenge for people to really communicate on all levels in a business environment and to really get to know each other. I found that I needed to guide them toward consensus when it came to really important decisions in their company. And it was becoming more and more difficult, not because of lack of willingness for them to do so on their part. It was just they weren't used to doing it. So to me, it's very natural that social media has come up, because it's like a pendulum. When things really swayed toward efficiency and the technical components, communication got somewhat lost. Now things are swinging back toward networks, which are a more powerful form of developing communication. This type of communication comes especially natural to women. I notice working with our other communities, the Coach Exchange, Right Away Right Now, as well as a number of other networks, including Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, it's more important to bring more of yourself to the table than just your business. It's about you and who you are. It's about how you handle a flat tire on the way to an important meeting. People want to get to know you. They want to know what you're doing in various aspects of your life. They want a more in-depth perspective of who you are, an authentic perspective of who you are. You know, in today's small business, we all have a tremendous advantage. When I started out, as I mentioned earlier and briefly, advertising so many decades ago, all the promotion had a price tag. PR, advertising, broadcast time, everything was paid for. Now you have access to all these wonderful things through free exposure through the web and technology. It's extraordinary. We can use it to its maximum capacity, and you can use it at no cost to you. You have a free forum going in what you offer. This can expand your influence enormously. And I think social media is a really good way to start. First, I would suggest that you start with defining what it is you want. The most important thing is to clearly define what you want, what you feel passionate about, your personal vision, and what that looks like for you. It's important not to place a marketing research of what will sell or what people are looking to buy ahead of just everything else. It's more important to understand where your passion lies, where your unique message comes from. How can you provide what people are looking for in your own unique way? You need to be very clear about your message. Start by asking yourself three questions. I really find this helpful in any new project or any new portion of our business that we're starting, any new segments. What do I love to do? Where do I love to play? And who do I love to play with? It's basically about asking yourself, where do I find the fun? Where do I find the fun in life? What is that that ignites your passion and that's going to carry you through those learning periods in business we all experience? Regardless of how successful you are in business, as it grows, there are always going to be new things that crop up that you need to learn in order to create the success you want. To look at that in such a way that you are inviting it in will only happen if you're really doing what you love. A lot of people talk about market research. To me, this is simple. It's basically just learning more about the people I love working with and who I love serving. It's about creating new things from which they can benefit. By learning more about what they like, I'm learning more about that which I love. That doesn't sound nearly as daunting as having to do a competitive analysis or an in-depth marketing research. It all needs to start with what you love, because then you will love playing there. You will love spending time there. The time will fly by. You won't even notice the hours go by, because it will not ever again look like work to you. Half the year now, I work remotely in Mexico, and I'll get up from my work and I'll think, oh my gosh, it's noon and I forgot to brush my teeth because I'm so engrossed about what's going on and happening here since I got up at 7 in the morning. Thank goodness I work virtually. But as the time just flies by, it feels like it's only been minutes when it's really been hours. And that only happens when you do what you love. And I have to say, I've always followed this pattern, but I've never loved what I do as much as I do now. It's truly the passion of my life. The second thing I would suggest is to discover the essence of what you do. I've done a number of different things, and even now I'm involved in publishing, broadcasting, network, and so forth. The list goes on. And that may sound like it's somewhat diverse, but when I sat down and really analyzed the essence of what I love to do, I realized regardless of my role and regardless of my endeavors and regardless of the businesses I've owned, it's always remained consistent my whole life. The essence of what I love to do is represent people and bring resources to those who need those resources. Bring them together. That is what I love to do. That's where I really shine. Although I'm on stage and interviewed often, that's not really my goal. My goal is to find the stage, find the people who need to be on that stage, provide the audience that need to listen to the people on the stage's message, and then bring all of those components together successfully. So, you know, I look at myself as being somewhat of a liaison. A liaison role is really what I've done my whole life, and it's where I find my passion. It's where I'm most comfortable. It's where hours just fly by when I'm working. When I realized the true essence of what I love to do, it changed everything. And I understood that when something falls outside of the arena of what you love to do, of the true essence of your passion, if it's not where the passion really lies, I'm able to look at that criteria and turn away from things that may not be as rewarding for me personally as other things would be. I really determine now and value how I spend my time. It's not just a matter of another bright, shiny object or another great idea. It's a matter of really doing what I love and having fun all the time. Traditionally in marketing and advertising, you have a PR person, but you know, I look at myself as an RP person instead. I represent people. I provide them with opportunity to offer those gifts to those who need them. And I think that that's just so important. For me, it's the most important role in the world because, again, it's what I love to do. Often when people are talking about finding their true purpose, it can get confusing because they're looking at events or positions they've held, just like I did, and they're trying to string together all those different things. It's really more about the essence of what you're doing and what you've done. If you narrow it down to how those things led you to be of service in the world, then the essence will surface. The next thing I wanted to share with you is how I've been able to create and develop a loyal following of over 1 million on the web, and how you can possibly manifest this really quickly. There are 6 tips that I follow in everything I do, and they have served me so well, and I hope they will serve you well too. So in creating a powerful presence and a loyal following, 1, I say determine who you want to serve. As I mentioned earlier, you probably know where you like to play or can determine what that looks like. So who do you want to play with? Some of the things you need to determine, and the web is a fantastic place for this kind of research, are things such as, what are these people you want to play with? What are their characteristics? What are they like? If they make a certain amount of money, define what that looks like if that's important to your vision. Whether they share a common geographic location, that can be important to your vision and to your business. That one was especially key for me when I decided to change to a web business. I needed to know that my business would have no geographic limitations. It was really critical to me. So you need to make some of these determinations, and that will help you really define who your audience is, who you want to serve. Then the next thing I think is important, 2, is decide the ideal size of your market. You know, when I had my ad agency, I left after 3 years because I grew it too fast. I really grew it too fast, and I quit enjoying the experience that I was having, even though it was tremendously successful. So decide what the ideal size of your market will look like and how you want to grow your business, because you have total control of the growth. Sometimes tremendous, spontaneous growth, when you're not ready for it from a strategic and structural standpoint, is not necessarily the best thing. So find out where your market is located, including within specific organizations. My market is fairly broad because it's important for coaches and solo entrepreneurs and authors to have global access. You may feel strongly about doing something with your hometown, your state, a specific country, or a certain demographic of people, and that's fine. Just make sure it's defined, because it will help you so much in the promotion of your business and being able to really see your vision come to fruition. Another tip, 3, is locate your market. Find out where your market's located, including within specific organizations. For example, we've worked with a number of coaching organizations, author organizations, writing organizations, broadcast organizations, and forming these relationships helped us to really define ourselves and establish ourselves in the beginning as a network. Find out what organizations, associations, churches, and so forth, your target market gravitates toward. Not only can you access your market through personal involvement in those organizations, but you can tap into them through groups all over the web. Again, the beauty of the age in which we live. 4th tip, find out what publications your target market reads, these people that you want to serve, where are they gathering information? What websites do they visit? What are their issues? What are the forums for those issues that they all have in common? How can you contribute while building your reputation and expertise as the one who can solve their problems in a unique way? Very, very important to identify that. Number five tip, identify what social media they use. By identifying specific social media targets they use, you can get involved in actually communicating with them and setting yourself up as an expert almost overnight. When you're looking at social media and the web, it can be overwhelming. Believe me, I know. And time-consuming, particularly if you're just starting out. The most important places, I believe, for you to have presence are on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. These are just really critical social media places for your visibility as an expert. You need to have at least one network presence within the industry as well that you're serving. Wherever you choose to be of service, you need to start developing some visibility in that industry or that venue, and there are a number of ways to do that on the web that are easy to use and very powerful. Keep it simple when you're starting out. You know, you don't have to be all over the web, but try to touch base and slowly increase one by one on the few that I mentioned because they remain, I think, the most powerful. If you are thinking of starting your own community, LinkedIn, Facebook, and many other niche networks offer groups you can start for free with really easy setup, and you can start gaining recognition as an expert, again, almost instantly. The most important tools I use for connecting and posting on the web are Hootsuite and SocialOmp. In addition, Fiverr.com offers a multitude of web services for $5 and up. So you may have to test the talent there a little bit to get really good people, but it's worth looking at if you're trying to grow your business inexpensively and you maybe don't want to add to employees or have employees at this time. Tip number six, learn about your market. There are some things you need to learn about your market in order to determine if your product or service is a good fit or design and if it will answer the most critical needs of your market. Some of the things you need to learn about your market is, what is it they want? What do they feel they can't live without? What are they talking about? This is also important, and it shifts quickly. Discover how they want to receive the information, the products, the services you offer from you. It changes as rapidly as technology, so it's very important to be able to tap into what they're talking about now, today, and what's important to them. What do they find exciting, interesting, or what are their biggest problems? Addressing these areas in a very specific and unique way will be your formula for success in regards to what you want to offer. You know those people you want to hang out with, those potential clients? What are their dreams? What do they aspire to? What at their very highest level do they see for themselves? Getting in touch with this can be the most important thing to understand about anyone you're providing a product or service for. Anyone you're interacting for, approach it with a tremendous amount of curiosity and interest in them. And then do some research on the web and discover what that's all about. What do they need? What keeps them up at night? It's important to be able to understand what their most pressing needs are. It's also important to be able to speak to them authentically in their language. The service, the product, the need, and the message always have to resonate with authenticity, your authenticity. One tool that I've used really frequently and I found really helpful is surveys. Once I've determined that I'm going to start a new business or project, such as a publication, broadcast, live event, I'll put out a survey. Even with all of my research and the experience that I have behind me, I may not have an absolute understanding of what my market is looking for. Now, a great tool that I use is SurveyMonkey. It's an excellent free tool. It's all about communication. If you want to serve a specific community, why not ask them what they want? And it's free. The most wonderful thing about this is you can come back to them and say, we heard you. this is what you said you wanted, and this is the reason why we've designed what we're offering in this way. We heard you. We have an answer for your critical problem or need that's specific to what you asked for. This develops a line of communication so deep and so rich. I highly recommend it. You know, once the survey is complete, the next step is to clarify your message. How can you strike an emotional chord while maintaining authenticity at the same time using everything that you've learned in order to create a fabulous message that moves people emotionally and makes them want to work with you? It's a matter of being able to lay out the benefits in a delivery method that's fun and resonates with you. Perhaps you have a book in you. You want to establish a network. Maybe you prefer broadcast or blogging. It can and should be effective and enjoyable. And the "and enjoyable" is something I really want to put a lot of emphasis on for you, as we talked about before. It's all about living in your passion and doing that every moment when you're in your business. Joint venturing is a matter of developing a relationship with people you care about and admire and partnering with them. It's about so much more than numbers and the size of someone's mailing list or how much exposure you'll get. Those things are great business practices and good things to consider, but the most important consideration in developing any relationship, especially a joint venture or partnering in any way, is what do I think of this person? Do I admire their work? Do we sync from the standpoint of our values? Regardless of the money that's involved, if those things are not in sync, the partnership will be doomed. So don't go there. But, you know, analyze that. And as you start cultivating relationships, communications, people will gravitate to you with offers of partnering, with offers of joint venturing, and you will then feel comfortable approaching them. And it's really important, again, that those things are in sync. If you can say honestly, I'm approaching this person because I really want to develop a relationship with them and I admire what they're doing, and that comes from an authentic feeling within you, chances are, if they say yes, the experience is going to be amazing. We have many partnerships that are incredible. Our business is run on 78% referral and partnering with our joint venture partners and our return business. So it's just really, really can be an important big aspect of business. It can open up opportunities for you to create more work together. If you've developed great relationships in this way, networks, events, publications, many people you never thought you would ever meet will come into your life. And I have found this to be true for us and for me personally. It's truly magical. So now I want to speak a little bit, because this is where my real passion lies, about the power of your story in a book. We've talked about many different ways that you can get your story out to increase your business, increase your visibility as an expert, increase your visibility and powerful influence on social media. But now let's talk about the power of your story in a book. You know, when I was working in advertising, big clients brought in more big clients through referrals. And that's how we grew to be 8 figures in just 3 years. Back then, again, that was a lot of money. When I was coaching Fortune 100 companies, more top corporations would request my services as a result of project success stories they'd heard from my clients that I'd worked for previously. This created my dream career, tremendous income, world travel for over a quarter of a century, and projects that were beyond belief and tremendously successful. I wanted to bring this success formula to other coaches and entrepreneurs through our community, and the possibilities continue to unfold. However, it was just in the last few years I discovered the most powerful vehicle of all, and that is your book. A few years ago, when I first was approached to do a book, I simply wasn't ready. It seemed so complicated, and indeed it can be. But I understand, since I had that personal experience, how many of you may feel the same way that I did. It's a lot to do, and you know, when you look at the total picture, You have to have a concept, and then you have to write the book, and you must have a catchy title and a subtitle, and you need a design and a cover to attract readers. You need to get celebrities, hopefully, to write the foreword, and again, experts to endorse your book. You have to have your book professionally edited, really important, and can be really expensive. You need to evaluate publishing strategies. You need to decide if you should find an agent or a publisher. Should you go the traditional publishing route or self-publish? You need to get promotional support for your book from joint venture partners and networks and develop a mailing list. You need to establish a PR plan and promotional strategy. No matter what direction you go with your book, people are going to be looking for that. If you go with a traditional publishing company, if you self-publish, it's going to be equally as important that you have this in place. On the release of your book, you need to actively promote your book, and traditional publishing can take up to 18 months to 3 years if you are accepted, and sometimes that takes a lot of work with an agent to make that happen. Now, you can hire people to help you, but pros are expensive all along the way. I've spoke with New York Times bestselling author who recently spent over $15,000 on her book's initial editing alone. When I was first asked to participate in a book, it scared me, and I turned away. I set up an editorial review board and talked to the publisher about running a content submission contest so that one of our entrepreneurs could win the opportunity to be placed in this book based on the merit of the writing. We did this for three times for three different books featuring celebrities as co-authors. And I saw how much a new book benefited the authors that won those contests. It was amazing how it propelled their businesses and raised their recognition again as experts in their field. So when I look at what being an author and a publisher has done for me, in one word, I can describe it as visibility. I now have, I think, over 30 books that have gone international bestseller, and it has opened doors to media and interviews that never would have been possible before. It has paved the way for amazing joint venture partners and bigger and more profitable projects and events that we appear at, events that we hold, bigger than anything I ever dreamed of. You know, I also get work and become friends with some of the coolest people in the world and discover their success secrets. You know, these people are household names that I never thought I would ever be in touch with, and now I'm interviewing them. Some of them are partners. Some of them have become close friends. We have expanded our community memberships and developed our brand bigger and better with more programs. It just keeps growing all the time. I was warned, you're not going to be making money selling books. You're going to make money by having a book and using it to close more deals, develop better relationships. And this has been my experience. It's an experience, again, far exceeding my goals and vision. I kind of look at a book as getting a PhD. You go through a lot of time and trouble and sometimes expense in getting a PhD, but as a result of that, that stays with you for the rest of your life, and it impacts everything you do going forward. So if you can look at having the title of an author, particularly a bestseller author, and particularly an international bestselling author, that's a good comparison because it really molds everything you do. It can impact both your professional and personal life from this day forward through your whole entire life. It's something that you never lose. So it's just really, really incredibly important. I also want to touch on what participating in a book anthology or creating your own book can do for others. You know, we donate Amazon proceeds from the launch of each of our books to deserving charity. It's been so wonderful and rewarding to be able to give back to the world in such a big way. And over 1,000 of our first-time best-selling authors and co-authors have joined us in experiencing and celebrating that joy and success at our annual IPPI Book Awards live event that we hold every year. You can find more information about our event at mybookaward.com. That's mybookaward.com. So we wanted to figure out a process where we could help people become authors easily so they're not scared off like I initially was by the time, the energy, the effort, the money. So I wanted to share a little bit with you about our success formula. Number one, every year we put together a compilation book that's part of a series now. All of the books have gone number one international bestseller, and we invite a number of authors to join us so that they can provide their best ideas and readers can use them to improve their lives and get inspired. Your personal contribution and story can inspire others to get involved and really make a difference in their lives and the lives of people around the world. When they get this valuable information from you out of a published book, they imagine what they would get if they were to extend the relationship and pay you for your services. This expands even more when you write your own book, where you are the center star of attraction, the center expert. So it's really an excellent opportunity. If you can look at your book as not only the ability to share your story and what it will do for you, if you can also look at it as a responsibility to get your story out in the world, whether it be a book anthology where there are a number of authors contributing, or it be your own book, it's your responsibility to share your story because no one else can share it like you can. I had a coaching friend who has passed now, but she used to always say that unless you fill your peace in the world fully and get your story out, it will leave that peace missing from the world forever because no one can fill it. Only you can fill that peace. So you have a unique opportunity, and with that opportunity also goes the responsibility of sharing your story with others. Number two, I wanted to suggest that in our program that we've developed, we have essential elements that we help you create. Catchy title, subtitle are critical, as is a book cover that will attract attention of readers in the media. The book design has to be superb and really professional quality. And we want the book's quality to be absolutely spectacular. So we help you through all that, again, whether it's an anthology or whether it is your own book that we're helping you move to bestseller status. We've really developed a proven formula for our best-selling series of anthologies and individual authors' books, so we have 100% success with making our books bestseller, and that's over 1,000 authors. So it really does work, and my whole goal with this, again, was to simplify the process. My tip number three that we use in our process is a key tip, and that's get the word out earlier about your forthcoming book. You can do this easily with materials you already have. You can put it on your website. You can put it in your bio. You can post your forthcoming book on your Facebook and WordPress pages and push the announcement out to the web. Also, it's really important that you ask for people to contribute as you're writing your book and so forth. You can get them involved by asking them opinions about what's happening with your book. We do a lot of this for you. We also do a professional press release from our world-renowned publicist that goes across the globe on the web. We prepare book launch campaigns. We promote massively. And it's truly a collaborative event. We rally our professional connections and our best-selling authors, international book review board, global communities, joint venture partners to really get the word out about, again, our book anthologies or the individual books we promote for authors. We also align with celebrities. This is number four, and I think this is real important. This is part of our formula. We have over 1,300 personal interviews with some of the top visionaries and experts worldwide throughout the world over the last decade. And we've built special relationships to attract top-of-mind household name authorities to join us as book contributors in our anthologies and promoters. And we share that advantage with our writers. Number five, real important, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, moving your book to bestseller. We design a done-for-you book launch. We guarantee books that we promote will go to U.S. and international bestseller. Again, over 1,000 authors and counting have enjoyed the benefits of our bestseller launches. And you can find out more about that at bestsellerlaunchpad.com. Again, that's bestsellerlaunchpad.com. So I just wanted to summarize by saying there are so many ways to get your story out. I hope this has shed some light on just a few. I personally believe the most important thing is a book, and you can find out more about our programs at expertinsightspublishing.com and about our best-selling programs at bestsellerlaunchpad.com. And let me say, in summary, if you do what you love and you do it in the company of visionaries and household names, you become an absolute expert in your field. And I'd love to share with you my favorite quote as a special gift, and it's by Joseph Campbell. It's my favorite. It's very simple. Follow your bliss. And I personally believe that life is just too short to do anything else. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. If you'd like to learn more information about us, again, you can find us at expertinsightspublishing.com, and have a wonderful week.